Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Vav, Zvachim 6a, pagination is 11. We'll start a little beneath midway on the page. The first words on the line are Lama Huva, and then at the two dots we will begin Iba'iluhu with a question. By way of background, the Rambam in Shigagos Aleph Dalet lists off different violations that would cause a person to bring a Karban Chatos if these violations were done by mistake. They include different types of living intimately with another person in a prohibited relationship, as well as certain types of eating things, among other items that are listed. That's a Karban Chatos. There is another karban, which is called a karban ola, which the Rambam in Maaseh HaKarbanos Gimel Yedalid mentions that the ola is brought on an asay and on a los asay shenitek la asay. Different things that have the status of a positive commandment which the person omitted to do correctly, and at a certain point, he can no longer do it, and he's considered in violation. An example of this is a person has a mitzvah to do smicha, to lean on the animal and say the appropriate words of vidui, if it's a karban to atone, then it's going to be the confession. Once the animal is shecht, you can no longer do the smicha. Now at that point, the mitzvah has indeed been violated. The question which we will explore among the two questions that we're involved with over here in this Gemara is, can one karban work for multiple averos, for multiple shortcomings? So the basic rule is that a karban chatos would have to be brought for every different type of violation. And in fact, if there was a yediyah in between, if a person knew in between, then even the same type of violation would bring another karban, would cause another karban. When it comes to a karban ola, however, one karban ola can cover many omissions, many violations, however we phrase it. The question which our Gemara is going to most directly ask is as follows. Iba'iluhu, they asked the following question. A'asei de la'achar hafrasha mechapra o lo mechapra. If a person did a positive command violation, meaning an omission, and it occurred after he did the hafrasha, after he already designated the karban for a different karban ola requirement, can this karban ola, which was designated for a different reason, also include the violation omission which occurred after it was designated before you shecht it? So that by the time you shecht it, you have two violations, one from before it was designated as a karban, and that's why you designated it, and one after you designated it as a karban, and you want that to be included as well. The Gemara explains, Mi amrinan, do we say, Mi didahava achatos, we should compare it to the karban chatos, machatos, the kodem afrasha indela achor afrasha lo, by a karban chatos, it could only atone for violations that occurred before the animal was designated. Rashi tells us, because there's a pasuk, ohoda ilav chatoso, he has to be notified about the avera, and then he can bring a karban. If he didn't even do the Avera yet, he can't possibly know about the Avera, and therefore the animal that was designated is not able to include things that happened after its designation. Afhocha, therefore also by the Korban Ola, Nami, Dekodem Afrasha in L'Achar Afrasha Lo. only things that predated the designation. Odilma, or maybe, lodamya lechatas. You cannot compare it to chatas at all. Dechatas al kol chet vechet ba'il asuyecha dechatas. Because by a carbon chatas, you have to bring a different animal for each violation, as we explained in our introduction. Vahacha, kevon. De I Ika Kama Ase Gabe Mechapra. Since many Ase violations, omissions, can be included in the same carbon, Ase de la Achar Afrosh and Nami Mechapra, maybe we can be more lenient, and just like it is able to atone for numerous omissions, so maybe it can also atone for things that occurred after it was designated, so long as you didn't do the shechita yet. And that's the question that the Gemara poses. What would happen by a carbon ola? Can you include things that happen afterwards? The Gemara does not answer this question definitively. There are a few attempts. And the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos writes, lo ifshita ho'iboi. The question has not been answered. And however we would handle a question that remains, that's what we're dealing with. Continues the Chafetz Chaim, but that's only if the aseh occurred after the hafrasha, but before the shechita. But if you have something that occurred after the shechita, that is not going to be included in this carbon, and you would have to bring another carbon. And of course, you may be wondering, of course, if the avera occurred after the shechita, the carbon can't include it. You bring a carbon ola today, it's not going to include all the averas that you'll ever do in the future. Atonement doesn't work like that. It has to first be that you did it, and then you can get atonement. So if you want to say that the point of designation is not the critical point, the point of shechita is the critical point, but how could anyone argue with that? Shechita is the moment. And the answer to that emerges from a discussion that the Chafetz Chaim has in the commentary to Likutei Halachos called Zevach Toda, where he points out that the real atonement is by Zrikas Hadam, the sprinkling or throwing of the blood on the Mizbeach. That's the real atonement moment. And therefore, one might have thought that an Aveira that occurs after the Shechita, as long as it happens before the Zrikas Hadam, could still be included in the atonement, and that's what we're paskening is definitive, that that's not true. It has to be that the Aveira occurred before the Shechita. But if it happened before the Shechita, after the designation, that's the example to which we refer, lo ifshita ho'iboi, the question has not been resolved. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.